Demolition crews arrived at the Civic Stadium site in Eugene this week to pick up the rubble of the main grandstand. Civic Stadium, an old minor league baseball park, was the focus of a reworking and planned renovation, but kids playing with fire burned down that grandstand in late June. Something will emerge from the ashes. Let's talk about what. Nancy Weber is the co-director of the Eugene Civic Alliance Advisory Board and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Nancy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Tell us a bit about the overall situation, particularly in regards to the fire. I understand there was insurance on the Civic Stadium grandstand.
Yes, we did have the grandstand insured.
Okay, and will it at least help keep or restore the effort? Not necessarily the structure itself, but keep you moving forward anyway.
I think that long before we knew that, and we still don't really know what the insurance settlement will be. The day after the fire, the board gathered, and there was not any question but that we were moving forward with this project.
All right, so there is a future for Civic Stadium in some form of the Civic Stadium site anyway, let's put it that way.
Absolutely.
So talk about, if you would, give us a little history lesson here, Nancy, and about particularly how you got involved and the steps that it had taken just to get to the point where it looked like you were poised to move ahead.
The Eugene School District 4J put the Civic Stadium property, which they owned, on their surplus list and wanted to sell it. There were several bids that they received, and in a two-step process, they accepted the city's bid to buy the property. And the city's prerequisite was that citizens would come forward and raise at least $3 million to renovate the grandstand. And so at that point, I got a call from Art Johnson and asked me if I would come help, and he called a number of other people. And we kind of tweaked the plan a little bit and said, as Eugene Civic Alliance, we'd really like to buy the property from the city. Rather than just renovate the grandstand, we wanted to create a recreation facility for all of Eugene. That would include the historic grandstand, but also provide a field for recreational play and higher-level soccer and a field house for kids' sports.
And when you say higher-level soccer, do you mean, you know, something like something approaching professional soccer?
Yes. Lane United Soccer Club is a semi-professional team that we approached, and they've been major players with us in this whole approach. But also, we wanted to look at collegiate play. And one of the things that especially your listeners down south might be interested in is that the grandstand, as it was, and our plans going forward, will create a 4,500 to 5,000 seat stadium. And with that, we would hope to host championship games for high school football or lacrosse or soccer.
Oh, so it really could be an alternative site for some of the major events in high school sports.
Exactly. And it was our intention is that it be a multi-use field and facility and of service to the entire community.
Nancy, help people understand who might not fully grasp the affection that people in Eugene have for Civic Stadium. Because, for example, I mean, so many people feel so strongly about it that I found out about the fire on Facebook from somebody who now works in Spokane, who was talking about his old memories of the field. And it seems like everybody's got something like that.
The stadium has been in our community since 1938, and it was built by members of the community. Justina Logging Company, for instance, provided the posts that were a foot by a foot wide and 42 feet tall. So you can imagine the tree that post must have come from, and there were, I believe, 16 of those in the grandstand. So we when people sat in the grandstand, they were really sitting in an old-growth forest. A lot of people have memories about this place because not only has it been here for almost or more than 70 years, but it was a place where people had their high school graduations and they played football and there were rodeos there and fireworks, and it was a real community gathering place.
So lots of memories involved with Civic Stadium. Nancy Weber is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the co-director of the Eugene Civic Alliance Advisory Board. We're talking about the future use of the Civic Stadium property in Eugene since the fire burned the grandstand down in late June. Join us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760. Maybe you have a story about Civic Stadium in your past as well that you'd like to share with us, or a vision for the future as well. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Talk about that evening of the fire in late June, Nancy, and how you found out about it and what you did at that point.
My office is on the 10th floor of the Citizens Building in downtown.
So you weren't going to miss a plume of smoke, that's for sure.
And I was working, and I got a phone call from one of our volunteers, and she said, "Turn around." And I turned around to see the flames several stories above the grandstand, and I knew immediately that it was gone. And that was about 7 minutes after the fire had been called in.
So it really went. I mean, we talk about sitting in an old-growth forest, albeit one that's been cut down and shaped into timbers for a grandstand, but that was a bit of a fire trap, it sounds like.
I think that it was certainly built of incredible old-growth timbers. It was a very dry night, and there was really nothing to stop it because when it was built, sprinklers were not required to be in the building.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something that we had to determine that we were going to put in it had we had the chance to renovate it.
So when you mentioned that it was the night after the fire that the board met and said, we're going to move forward, were specifics given at that point in how to move forward, or was it just a decision to make sure that we don't just disband and go home and say that that's it?
Well, we didn't pull out the pens and pencils and try to draw a new grandstand, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But we were, at that point, still in shock, of course, and trying to deal with the aftermath of the fire.
And so I understand that that when the demolition equipment came out this week, have you been to the site? Have you gotten a chance to look at it close up?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what impressions form when you look at it?
Well, it varies day to day because things change.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, I think that when the fire was done and there was still a structure remaining, it said a lot about not only the strength of the lumber industry in our community, that these timbers were still standing, but I think the strength of the resolve of everybody who looked at it and said, we are going to go forward and keep to our vision of building something for the children and the community.
And I understand that there was such a sense of wanting to hold on to a piece of Civic Stadium that people were asking for chunks. I mean, we're talking about chunks of wood and nails and things from what's left of the grandstand. When the demolition crews arrived this week, what was the answer they got about whether they could take anything?
Well, there was a small amount of asbestos in the roof shingles. And so Belfour, which is the national company that is that's a specialist in property restoration, and they began removing the debris on Monday. They said, we're going to deal with this using standard procedures, and no one should be taking anything away from the site. We hope that we can save some things as mementos. That's our plan.
Did anything really survive intact, or at least just singed rather than just charred black?
Survive intact. I think there are pieces of things that, especially the metal, depending on where they were, that have very little damage, and there are some timbers that don't have very much char on them, and of course some are completely gone.
Mm-hmm. All right, so a real mixed bag of stuff there. We're talking to Nancy Weber on the Jefferson Exchange. She's the co-director of the Eugene Civic Alliance Advisory Board, Civic being Civic Stadium in Eugene, which was occupied for years as a minor league baseball park by the Eugene Emeralds. They moved on to the University of Oregon's field several years ago, leaving Civic Stadium essentially vacant. There were plans to move ahead, convert it into a soccer facility and more for the public, which came to a screeching halt when the grandstand burned down in late June. Join our discussion on the Exchange. Maybe you have some memories of Civic Stadium yourself or saw the fire or have some thoughts about how to move forward. We'd like to hear those stories. Join us at 800-838-3760 anywhere in our listening area, or join us by email at jx@jeffnet.org. The fire was started by a bunch of young people, boys, I guess, preteen. And what do you hear about what their fate has been of late?
Well, we are not involved in the process that's going on in the juvenile justice system, so I really don't have anything to offer on that.
Okay. So it's 10.2 acres. This is not a small piece of property here. And between the grandstand and the... and the field, which is proposed to be turned into a soccer field, how much of that would have left room left over for other things?
Well, we intended to make use of the entire acreage. Kids Sports Fieldhouse, which, by the way, Kids Sports has been in our community for 70 years, as well as the stadium, and they have never had a field house. And so what we will do is build... their first field house ever, and it will be about 45,000 square feet, enough to add 6 basketball courts to the inventory in Eugene, and possibly, if you altered the setup, you could put 11 volleyball courts in there. And the importance of that is that since 1989, because of severe budget cuts, the school, Eugene 4J, has closed 11 schools. And every time you take away, some of them will reopen at some point, but every time you take away, you close a school, you close a field, and you close a gym. So we are operating in a deficit right now and can't really provide the places for kids to play. So the field house will do... will take a big step toward providing kids a place to play. And the field itself not only would be used by the semi-pro teams from Lane United and the women's Azul team, but it would be used by club teams like Eugene Timbers Football Club and recreational play from the city. And Kids Sports also would have teams on there. So you might have a semi-pro soccer game that took up the whole field, or you might have 4 games of little kids playing soccer on it.
I was going to ask you what the situation was with places for kids to play organized sports in Eugene, and whether Civic Stadium, as envisioned, would have provided a glut. And it sounds like no, it's just sort of keeping up with the need. When you talk about it in terms of 11 schools closing, that's a bit of a loss of athletic spaces.
Well, not only that, on the field itself, there is no other... When this field is built, it will be the only one that is specifically designated for soccer in the city of Eugene. So, you know, you when you play soccer at the high school level, you're playing on a football field usually. And this... I think will be attractive to a lot of people because it, you know, the lines will be specifically for soccer, and we will alter it for other sports.
All right, and I notice you're saying when this is built. Any projections at this point? I know, you know, there's a bit of regrouping and regathering to move forward here, but what is there a general timeline for when things might begin to happen again at the Civic site?
Well, it's been 4 or 5 weeks since the fire. And we have gone back to the drawing board with the architects, and we don't have anything to show the public yet, but by fall we expect to.
Tell us about the outpouring. I imagine that, in addition to the person who called you and said, turn around and look out your window, and you knew instantly that you probably have heard from lots of other people who had some memories of Civic Stadium and just wanted to register their own feelings about it. Have you gotten lots of emails, letters, not letters, but emails and phone calls?
I think I have 3,000 emails on my email site that are in some way related to Civic.
Wow, that is a bunch. 3,000 emails about that. Quick call here is Grumpy John in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Nancy Weber.
I don't know what your field looks like, but in Denver, there's a 2-soccer-field big park that has berms all around it. So you can get out in the middle of this huge grassy expanse, spin around until you're dizzy with your eyes closed, take off running in any direction, and you're safe not to crash, and you can feel the berm as you get to the edge. I don't know if you have room for it, but it's a delightful thing to do. That's just a suggestion. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for that, Grumpy John. So vote for berms.
That's
something
awesome.
Else to... All right. Nancy, thanks so much for talking to us today on the Jefferson Exchange, and best of luck as the plans pull back together for what to do with the Civic Stadium site in the future. Nancy Weber's co-director of the Eugene Civic Alliance Advisory Board. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet.